And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Tulsa officials are still deliberating on how to spend all of the city's nearly $88 million in American Rescue Plan Act or ARPA funding, but a leading proposal has emerged. Here's City Council Chair Vanessa Hall Harper in a committee meeting yesterday.
There are obviously many ideas for ARPA funds, but at the top of everyone's list is providing for a retention bonus for our employees.
Hall Harper says they're looking at a 4% bonus for employees with at least 1 year of service and who are still at the city during the last pay period of this calendar year. A formal proposal will come to the council in the coming weeks. The city's fiscal year 2022 budget includes funding for employee raises. COVID variants are getting new names. The World Health Organization announced that variants will be named after Greek letters. Here's Dr. Jennifer Clark of OSU's Project Echo on why.
People do not do well with B117 and B1351 and P1 and, you know, kind of that kind of thing. The second thing is there's, you know, as you can imagine, there's a lot of contention and blame.
The Oklahoma State Department of Health says the UK strain B117, now known as the Alpha variant, is the most prevalent in Oklahoma with 295 cases, although Delta, formerly the India variant, is on the rise. A prominent Oklahoma Republican is speaking out in defense of the nation's top infectious disease expert.
Anthony Fauci has spent a lifetime, you know, as one of the premier experts in infectious diseases. He's worked for multiple presidents of both parties. You know, he's a man of outstanding personal character.
Congressman Tom Cole says conservative attacks on Fauci are counterproductive.
Vilifying people that are operating in good faith, that have careers that are distinguished, is not helpful. And again, most of the people I see doing this, quite frankly, are not people that voted to help us have the resources that we needed to deal with this in the first place.
In a virtual event with the Center for Strategic and International Studies yesterday, Cole also said he supports a comprehensive vaccine education campaign for Oklahoma, which has consistently ranked near the bottom in terms of percent of the population choosing to be vaccinated. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.